A Prayer for Ceaseless Love by Dr. Charles Stanley. Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:39. As Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane on the night before his crucifixion, Judas Iscariot approached him with a band of men. The betrayer stepped forward and kissed the Lord's cheek. And what was Jesus' response? According to another disciple, Matthew, he called the man friend. Judas expected Jesus to establish his kingdom on earth and drive the Romans out of Israel. Anyone who could calm a storm at sea could easily remove an oppressive government. But Judas's interest in Jesus was more personal and political than spiritual. In fact, John reported that his fellow disciple stole from the money box. Today, the man's name is synonymous with those who betray others for personal gain. In spite of Judas's greed, blind ambition, and betrayal, Jesus never stopped loving him. He still used the word friend to address the one-time disciple. The Lord does not place conditions on his love or reject people who fail to meet certain standards. He simply cares for us as we are. People cannot earn Jesus Christ's love and friendship. He takes the initiative, reaches out, and draws into fellowship those who are willing. We are not worthy, but we are privileged to live in his love anyway. In the Lord, we find a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Let us pray. Heavenly Lord, we will never be able to earn the love you have so lavished upon us. Instead, let us contemplate your grace and be humble about it. There is no way we can comprehend your love. Even when we sin against you, you wait for us to return with open arms. Thank you that even though we are sinners, you've forgiven us through the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. I pray that your ceaseless love would pour into my heart and that I would be changed into someone who also offers ceaseless love to others. Thank you for the grace you give us to start each day with new mercy over us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.